Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This is the new reality in the NBA. Is Jaylen Brown an excellent player? Yes, absolutely. Is he a $300 million player? That's where you get into some things. And so when you look at Jaylen Brown, a player who's just had knee surgery, they think he's going to be back and be fine. Who makes $300 million. I'm not sure the value is there for the Celtics, even if they wanted to trade him. So I don't think that's something they're looking at.
The goal, and it's similar to, you know, we're going to rewind the clock with Chicago, and it's almost like Jordan is Jason Tatum.
Right.
It's similar. How do you reset the roster? This is kind of a gap year right now. And then when Tatum returns, you have different pieces around him, and one of them certainly could still be Jaylen Brown here. In a perfect world, you'd love to be where Dallas was this past year, where you're a team that competes to maybe get into play-in, and then all of a sudden, the night of the lottery, you get a little lottery luck, and then you get a top pick to add to that roster that already is there. But you've got to have the pieces when Jason Tatum gets back healthy.
High noon, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. Good, solid hour there, Keefe.
It's hot out there.
Tearing off the drafts.
Yes.
Hot or cold, that debate continued throughout the last break. Would you rather be really hot or really cold? We still have open lines for all your heatwave hot takes. Again, it's 617-779-7937. Plus, Kiefer Madness on the way for you at 1245. We started the show by talking about that trade right there. Jrue Holiday out, Anfernee Simons and 2 second-round picks in. It's another example of Brad Stevens getting the most out of these pieces. I didn't think he'd get anywhere near that much. Now, I have some gripes and some nitpicks about what they're getting back in Anfernee Simons, but that's a good player, a good scorer, and I think a good fit on this team without Jason Tatum. How long will he be here? What sort of defense will he play? Will he launch a bazillion threes? Probably.
Yeah.
On that one. But they're discussing other moves still to come. Porzingis, Hauser, and maybe even Jaylen Brown.
Yeah, Jaylen Brown would really surprise me. I think, you know, Brad Stevens clearly could go in any different direction here. But Jason Tatum, as they were also talking about in that clip, Tatum's coming back next year. Now, I think it's next year, or I mean, you know what I mean, the following season.
Yeah. He won't play out all this upcoming season.
Some people are holding out hope that, hey, maybe he comes back. And I know we're going to discuss it. We're going to get to next April, and there's going to be, well, what's Tatum doing? Because I think the Celtics are for sure going to be a playoff team. I think even the hot take is they could win the East just with Halliburton down. Cleveland's probably going to have to change their roster a little bit. Giannis might head out west. Like, there's a lot still up in the air for the Eastern Conference. So anybody, I guess, could be traded. I think Brown and White are going to be here. And Jrue Holiday, it kind of felt inevitable he was going to be gone. And it was also, he had just signed that extension. So he has multiple years. And you're like, I don't think, we know he's not going to get better. And this year was fairly disappointing, not just the result of the team, but also kind of what you were getting out of Jrue Holiday. Like, great teammate. They don't win the title 2 years ago without him. But this year, you saw even in the playoffs, you know, he had like a game that you were like, oh, that's Jrue Holiday. But it really wasn't the whole time. The regular season was even another step back from where it was the year before. So you're trying to project out what he's going to look like, especially on a team next year with no Tatum, and you're going to need more scoring. You're going to need something. And for Brad Stevens to turn 3 years of Jrue Holiday and like essentially $100 million, who's already in his mid-30s, for 1 year of Anfernee Simons, and maybe you end up re-signing him, maybe you don't, but you're going to have some flexibility after he's off the books. And he's going to fit this team pretty well. Now, some people might say, yeah, he fits the team too well.
A little too
well.
Yeah.
So, and I get that argument. They were bombs away from three last year. Simons is a bombs away guy again. Kind of 50-50, right? He's not like an all threes guy. He will go to the hoop a little bit.
Well, he wasn't in Portland. Let's see what he is here. But
His last few
years, 8 threes on 14 attempts, 9 threes on 17 attempts, 9 on 18, on 16. So, yeah, closer to 50-50 than like Derek White.
Right.
Yeah.
And so he does have that. He's only 26 years old. He's also, like, last couple of years, like 5 assists per game. Also on a bad team. But you remove Jason Tatum for the season. You remove Drew Holiday and, in all likelihood, Kristaps Porzingis. That's a lot of shots. And Jaylen Brown's shots will go up, obviously. Derek White's shots will probably go up as well. But they need somebody else that can score. And Simons can do that. I really wasn't sure what they were going to get back for Holiday. Well, I didn't think it was going to be a player
who would
be in the starting lineup.
I thought I was sure, and I thought it was nothing. Yeah, I thought they were going to have to attach draft capital with Holiday just to get that contract off the books. As you just said, he had 2 more years plus a player option. Simons is going into a contract year. Mm-hmm. He has 1 year left on his deal. He's extension eligible. Are the Celtics going to pay him? I doubt it. Because this move, I think, was made for financial purposes. It's a better return than I expected.
Yeah.
I still do think they're a worse team off on the basketball court now with Simons than they were with Holiday. I think you disagree with that, Keith?
Yeah, I think this year, yes. But I think projecting what Holiday is going to be in the 26th season, like, I'll take Simons. Like, I will. I think obviously you're giving up something on defense. And you're obviously giving up, like, that the whole leadership locker room thing.
Yeah, intangible stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, the intangible stuff. But, like, Brown and White are in a better place with all that stuff now than they were when they first were teammates with Drew Holiday.
Yeah, they need Holiday less than they did 2 years ago.
Yeah,
I agree.
And even Mazzulla's got to be more comfortable as the head coach than when they first got Drew Holiday. So, like, all of that stuff I do feel a little bit better about. He's not going to give you a ton offensively, Holiday, right? The last couple of years, that's not really what he's going to do. So I'll take the upshot in Simons for the year. I'm with you. They probably don't bring him back, but that allows Brad Stevens for when Jason Tatum does return to really fill out the roster how he feels best.
Not only do they not bring him back, they may be viewing him as a trade chip. Like, hey, let's get him here.
Oh, maybe.
He's going to shoot 15, 18, 20 times a game. He's going to launch threes. We're going to get those numbers up, and we're going to increase his trade value so we can flip him at the deadline to somebody who wants to pay him, and we'll get something back in return that may fit better around Tatum and Brown longer term. Because this year without Tatum, you need scoring, you need shooting. You need guys who are going to be volume shooters, volume scorers. I mean, you do need that. There's a lot of scoring out of your lineup, and I think this was a smart solution. I do think they're a little worse on the floor without Simons, but I thought they had to give Holiday away. I mean, this is pretty close to a one-for-one trade for a guy who averaged 19 a game last year, 23 a game the year before, 21 the year before that. He's a career 38% three-point shooter. He's third all-time in Portland franchise history in threes.
Yeah.
I think he was one of 20 guys from Terps tweets last year who hit more than 200 three-pointers. Now, here's something that jumped out to me. Not just the three-point attempts, and I didn't realize this earlier. You ready for his games played in his career, Keith?
Simons?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's hear it.
As a rookie, he only played 20 games, but he came right out of high school. He's one of the few players since they changed the rules that came right out of high school.
Yeah, that was a weird. I don't really understand the loophole on that.
I thought he was like a Brandon Jennings, LaMelo Ball, played overseas. He was not. I think he just did a PG. He reclassified, committed to Louisville, decommitted.
Weird.
He reclassified and then I think did a PG year. So somehow he was able to slip through the cracks. But he was right out of high school, so he only played 20 games in 2019. Then after that, 70, 64, 57, 62, 46, 70. So
not all those years were 82 game seasons, though.
Like 20 was a shorter season, right?
Yeah, 20. And then even 21, I believe, was like a 72-game season.
Okay.
Remember? Because they
started in December.
But they ended up abbreviating 2 of the years.
But still, he's missing 8 games in that season. I mean, he's missing 20-plus in 22, 20 in 23. What happened to him? He only played 46 games in 24, and then last year he missed 12. So, I mean, maybe one of the shortened years he played all the games, but that was, by definition, a shortened year. He's never played a full 82-game season in the NBA.
Yeah,
so that's a cautionary aspect with him. And I will say, I loved everything that Drew Holiday represented, not just upgrading from Marcus Smart and what the team needed, but like a guy who was a winner and, you know, a calming influence in the right spots, which is the total opposite of what Marcus Smart was, and you know it, watching him. Some of us knew it in real time while he was here, but you know it, the difference in what Holiday brought in winning time versus Marcus Smart. So I love everything that he represented. I love everything he brought to the table, but I do think it was time to move on. We know ownership is going to peel off salary, and the savings and what you got in return for Simons, who, by the way, you might turn around and flip for something good for the next phase with Tatum. I think that's a really, really good trade from Brad Stevens.
So 2023, just looked it up. It was a right thumb torn UCL. So he missed 4 to 6 weeks with a thumb injury.
Okay.
But then he came back last year, played 70 games, which was, you know, more than Drew Holiday. Obviously, Porzingis is the one guy that we look at where, like, he was as advertised. When he was out there, he was good, but he missed a ton of time. I assume, without knowing what player they get back in return, that guy
is going to be healthier,
more available than Porzingis.
I would think.
Yeah.
And we can dive more into Porzingis, who the Athletic says the Celtics are shopping hard. Chris Mannix said there's a lot of interest in Sam Hauser. I'd expect one or both those guys to move before the draft tomorrow.
Oof, busy time.
I do have a couple of hang-ups on Simons. One is just that he's not signed, and he makes way more money than I would have thought.
I was surprised when I looked it up.
You actually don't have a ton of savings on Simons from Holiday. It's about $4.5 million this year.
Yeah, but future years.
And then he's a free agent. Right. Holiday had term.
Yeah.
So you're saving that money, and you did trim the money down. You're still $18 million into the second apron. I think my bigger concern with Anfernee Simons is he's going to fit in, as you said, a little too well, Keith.
He's kind of like made for it.
Like, so that he does not have a Holiday had a conscience when it came to shooting. He'd shoot threes.
Yeah, yeah.
But he would take what I would largely like consider good threes. Yeah. I don't know if this guy can differentiate. This guy is going to bomb away. And that was in Portland. Wait till Missoula gets his hands on this ball of clay. He's going to turn him into 12 threes a night, 15 threes a night. Like, he might turn him into the worst version of himself, which is, to me, a little scary. I was hoping to see a little scaling back in their three-point launching. I don't need them to get away from shooting threes, but I was hoping to see a little bit of a scaling back. They are, as you said earlier, Keith, they're not scaling back. They're tripling down.
No, they are. That's why I think the next move will be probably more telling, because Porzingis and Horford are two of the better big three-point shooters. So when you have a lineup that has five guys that can all shoot from three, you need those big guys to be able to do it too, right? It's not like you're playing five guards. So by swapping out Holiday for another guard, I'm not shocked that that guy can and will shoot threes. The whole league is shooting threes, right? But there are still some bigs out there that don't. So who do they get back in return for Porzingis? Who do they sign by not signing Horford? That'll be a little bit more telling, but if this one move is any indication, it feels like that's the kind of style they still want to play.
Yeah.
The one thing, though, I'm pleasantly surprised with was I was wondering how they were going to turn these three guys, Holiday, Porzingis, Hauser, into somebody who could be a legitimate third scorer. Like, if Jaylen Brown's going to now take on more of the scoring with Tatum out, and if Derek White, you know, we saw it at least in one of those playoff games, if he's going to score more, who could they get, and would that guy be kind of out of it? Or would it be a team that was so top-heavy with two guys and then like a big drop-off down? Well, that's not the case. I mean, Simons is a proven scorer last 3 years in the NBA. So now you do have that. So the next moves are going to be pretty fascinating for Stevens, because he's like, all right, yeah, you could always use more scoring, but like, that's three pretty good scorers,
for sure.
Right? And compared to some of the other teams in the Eastern Conference, like, you're already kind of, you're at least competing with those guys.
We went over that Ringer top 100 list. Simons is still in the top 100. He's a slight downgrade from Holiday. And we'll see. They're going to update that, I'm sure, with new fits and new teams and the full thing. But they still have, without Tatum, they still have five players in the top 100 on that list. Now, they're going to flip Porzingis. Let's see for what. That's still a team that should be able to compete in real time. Now, Simons is tiny. He's listed at 6'3".
Yeah.
And my guess is
6'3".
My guess is he's smaller than that.
Yeah.
And
so not Haas of the Week?
No, he is not Haas of the Week. Let's see who they get for Porzingis, though. That's a good candidate for Haas of the Week.
Porzingis could – oh, who they get in return,
yes.
You mean?
Yeah. Let's see who they get in return. Maybe they get a nice Haas.
The dude that pitched last night for the Angels stinks.
String bean.
And he's skinny.
Yeah.
He was 6'7".
Yeah, I mean, that's Haas-ish.
Haas height. But I was looking for a little bit more weight and being good.
A true Haas, really ideally checks all three boxes. Good, tall,
right,
thick.
We might have to give it back to Crochet tonight. If Crochet pitches well, they kind of need him.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe.
So maybe it'll be him.
By the way, great comp. tremendous comp for Drew Holiday. You were talking about this earlier, Keith. You're like a guy who, with all the championships in this city, a guy who came in quick, maybe he's even a bit, not of a forgotten player, but you're like, oh yeah, they were really awesome for a 1 or 2 year flash. Is he Revis-esque?
So I thought about that, actually, and I feel like...
That's a really good text.
Now, Revis was one and done.
Yep.
Holiday was two. The reason why I think it's a little different...
Holiday represents, like, the intangibles and the winning quotient, where Revis is a little more of a me-first guy.
Well, also...
A lot more of a me-first guy.
This Celtics core didn't win before Holiday.
Good point.
And who knows if they're going to win after.
Revis was more mercenary.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, he kick-started again, right? Like, that 14 team, like, they hadn't won in a while. But they did have Brady and Belichick.
That's true. But Holiday won before he got here.
Yes.
And these guys needed him.
Yeah.
Revis kind of tagged along on an established
winning
culture.
That's what I was saying. I get the point. Yeah, Revis joined Tom Brady, right? And Belichick. Whereas, yeah, Holiday, I think the Celtics needed Holiday more than the Pats needed Revis, even though Revis is... the better player. Like, Revis is like a... Well, actually, they're both Hall of Famers, the way they do basketball Hall of Fame.
Schilling was here longer. Is he a little bit like Schilling? Again, like a guy who had won before that taught the team how to win?
Yeah, could be.
Maybe he's a little bit more like that.
Maybe
although Schilling's
opposite off the field.
Yeah, well, I was going to say.
Schilling and Drew Holiday?
Nothing like that off the field.
No, but the player, you might be right. That is a good one.
Maybe that's closer to the bone on just, you know,
yeah,
what they represented before they got here and putting a team on the cusp over the top. Like, maybe it's some of that.
Yep.
So we'll take your thoughts on that. But yeah, off the field, very, very, very different.
Maybe opposite. Maybe polar opposite people.
Completely opposite ends of the spectrum.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Nimhard drives into the paint, knocked away, it's stolen by Holiday. Siakam trying to get him, but he fouled him with 1.1 remaining. Rick Carlisle thought there was a foul. He's upset.
That's the signature play for Drew Holiday. Game three? Indiana Eastern Conference Final a year ago.
He was awesome that whole series.
Unreal. And, you know, I think he's a player you're going to look back on very fondly. We were trying to come up with comps. Somebody said Revis, which I initially thought was a good one. Keith kind of talked me out of it. No offense to the text line.
No, but I even thought of it, too. I don't think it's a bad one because it's like you'll remember him. He wasn't here very long, but when he was here, won a title.
Yep.
It's just Revis joined Tom Brady and Belichick, whereas Holiday joined a group that hadn't won it.
No, and that's a fair way of putting it. I hadn't really thought about it in those terms. Right. Holiday was a piece that put a team over the top. Revis
Definitely.
Was like a mercenary for a team that had already won. Yeah. It had been a while.
Perfect
but
fit.
Had won.
Yeah.
I brought up Schilling.
Schilling.
That's uncomfortable because he's such an awful guy, and Holiday's such a good guy.
He's like the best guy.
And on top of that, I mean, Schilling was a way better player than Holiday, no offense. And so that one didn't feel quite right either. I mean, Schilling was a hoss
Drew Holiday is going to be a Hall of Famer, though.
Yeah, but
Curt Schilling isn't.
But everybody gets into that Hall of Fame. Schilling was in the mix for the Cy Young. I mean, Holiday made some All-Star teams. I feel like they were.
How about some Olympic teams?
Okay,
is Curt Schilling winning gold medals? I don't think so.
No, he was not.
I don't think so.
He was not. Much, much, much better analogy. Twitch chat had it, as did the text line. Mark Recchi to the Bruins.
Yeah, Recchi's a good one. They didn't win the first year like Holiday and Revis, but yeah, he did.
That's probably closer to the bone.
Yeah.
For what this was. And Recchi was more on his last legs, but an aging player who had won before, who helped put the team over the top. I would say Holiday was a way bigger contributor.
Yeah, Holiday was a better contributor is a good word.
You know, like he contributed much more to the championship team. But in terms of like leadership and intangible stuff, Recchi's a good one. That's a good guy.
And it was a guy that like they could lean on, right? So many guys on that team had not won, and then you have him, and yeah, good influence.
So Jay King makes sure to let us know that the Celtics are not done. Terp tried to warn us about this earlier in the week.
Terp's
like, guys, don't wait for the draft. The Celtics are going to make moves before the draft. They made a move late last night. Holiday out, Anfernee Simons and 2 second-round picks in. You can react at 617-779-7937.
You think it could be two nights in a row during a Roman Anthony at bat? They make another trade?
Maybe.
It could happen.
I mean, keep your eyes on the phone when you're staying up, if you're staying up. Late night for the Red Sox, which I wouldn't. If you enjoy your life, I wouldn't really advise doing.
Could we get like Lou Maloney's immediate reaction to the Celtics trade?
Great idea.
Will and Lou, I'm sure we'll talk about
Will
it.
Will and Lou, if you're listening, we know you're big fans.
Yep.
Make sure you do that. But Terp also said, I wouldn't be surprised if Porzingis moves before the draft. That was this morning. Jay King has come out, Athletic. Celtics still shopping other players, including Kristaps Porzingis. With an eye on alleviating their salary cap dilemma, Mannix said Hauser is generating a lot of interest. So that is different phrasing, by the way. Mannix makes it sound like teams are really interested in Hauser, where Jay King says the Celtics are shopping Porzingis. So that is different. Nick, were you telling me Billy saw something that the Spurs were one of the teams in on Porzingis?
I saw Spurs, and then I saw two other teams that I'll try and find.
So that's a wild one. Let me know where that came from, because that's a wild. I wouldn't have connected Porzingis to San Antonio.
And Wemby?
I'd connect Jalen there. Yeah, that's an odd fit.
Twin Towers.
Jake Fisher?
Yeah, Jake Fisher, Northeastern guy.
How about that? Mm-hmm. A Husky.
Yeah, he's at the Stein Line. Used to be at Yahoo Sports, yes.
Went over to the Stein Line.
He went over to the Stein Line, yeah.
Got it.
Proud Husky, though. Yeah, okay, so Jake Fisher had that. Nice.
I'm still surprised and encouraged by the Holiday return that now I'm thinking pretty big for Porzingis. I don't even know which player specifically. I'm just saying maybe you get more in return for Porzingis because I thought Holiday's market was going to be, and maybe Portland still flips him or something, but I thought it was going to be a couple of teams similar to where the Celtics were a few years ago where they're like, hey, this guy, even though he's getting up there in age, he can be what pushes us over the top. Maybe even a team like Detroit, right? Like a really young team like Detroit.
That's a good one.
They bring in Holiday. Or a team out west, right? Like they've had a hard time surrounding Jokic with the right guys. Like, do you throw him on Denver? Like, all these teams made more sense. So, I didn't think Portland would be in the market.
Me either.
I thought way more teams would say, let's take a shot on Porzingis. Like, I feel like Brad Stevens is going to be on the phone with more teams for Porzingis. Yeah. So, we'll see.
I backed off this one. I've said for a while, I think Porzingis, because of what you just said, I thought there was going to be a very limited market for Holiday, which is where I went wrong. A bad team like Portland is bringing him in. I thought only title contenders would be interested in Holiday. The whole league, in theory, can be interested in Porzingis.
A
title contender can talk themselves into it and say, hey, let's push for it.
He'll be healthy
1 year.
Here.
Yeah. And what's the downside? It's an expiring contract. It's 1 year. You're not signing up for 5 years of Porzingis. So for a piece to put you over the top where you could probably, buy a little low, I could see title contenders doing it. Teams that are bad could use him as a trade chip because he's an expiring deal. Like, I thought the whole league potentially could be in on Porzingis. I'll back off that, though, because I don't think they're going to get a player of Anfernee Simons caliber for Porzingis, but I've been wrong before. Maybe I'll be wrong again. Mm-hmm. Let me give you a name that there's been a lot of smoke around for both Holiday and Porzingis. Celtics have been linked to him heavily, which maybe we should cross off the list because it doesn't tend to be how Brad Stevens operates. Stevens gets Porzingis out of nowhere a few years ago. Stevens gets Simons out of nowhere. But they've been linked a lot to PJ Washington, which I would feel like is a pretty good return for Porzingis if he did that in a deal.
Uh-huh.
That would be a big who shoots. You were talking about this before. What style of big would they get to replace Porzingis? Because Simons launching threes is one thing, but he's a guard and a small guard at that. What kind of bigs do they get back if Porzingis and Horford, we think Horford, are going to be out? Could they get more post-oriented bigs? Washington would not be that. But I like him.
Yeah, no, I like him too. And I think That's why I'm optimistic about the Porzingis exchange, because I think one-on-one, he's the better player than whoever you get in return, in all likelihood. And I think that's why the team that you trade him to is going to take that chance. Like, oh, when he's out there, he's really good and all this other stuff. But for this Celtics team that is going to play a full season without Tatum, they need guys they can rely on. And that's why I know some have made the case, like, hey, keep Porzingis. The Eastern Conference is wide open and this, that, and the other thing. Yeah, you can't rely on him. Like, we've already seen it just in his short amount of time here, let alone all the teams he's been on prior to this. It could look great for a stretch, and then he's out. Like, give me somebody a little bit worse than him that's going to play 70 games than him who's going to play 40 games. He's going to look like a fringe all-star for 40 games, and then in and out of the lineup come playoff time. Like, I'll take the guy that's a little bit worse, which I'm sure is exactly where Brad Stevens is looking.
The other name, Max Letterman over at NBC Sports Boston, brought this name up to me a few weeks ago. Is there any way the Bulls would be interested in a swap for Vucevic where, you know, they're getting a younger player and they both be expiring deals, but maybe they're trying to shake things up? I mean, that would be a real high-end get if you could get Vucevic. And Anfernee Simons this year for those two. That'd be shooting for the moon, but if they can pull it off, great.
Speaking of shooting for the moon, can you get Jaren Jackson? Can you get Jaren Jackson out of Memphis?
No. I mean, you think for Porzingis?
No, I'm just saying for like a whole variety of things. Maybe he's included because it's an expiring deal type of thing, but like, could you trade all of your
picks?
Could you
do like
a pick package
picks.
And like that kind of thing?
Maybe. Oh, yeah.
They have not extended him yet. They already traded away Desmond Bane. I'm sure that they want to keep him and Ja Morant.
Who I like, but I like Triple J.
If you're going big time here, I don't know. I wouldn't rule anything out with Brad Stevens. And if they just are hitting their head against the wall with a contract in Memphis, maybe, yeah, not obviously a one for one, but like all the picks you can possibly trade, plus Porzingis and whatever else.
I mean, probably would have to involve Derek White.
Yeah.
But I would be interested.
I would do that.
Yeah,
I would still do that.
Me too. So, you know, no player is untradeable. There are deals we'd do for Jaylen Brown. I'm not shopping him, but there are deals we'd do for Jaylen Brown. There's deals I'd do for Derek White.
Because based off of them getting Anfernee Simons in return, even for Holiday, who had multiple years left on his deal, I think maybe one sign would be, is Brad Stevens going to try to be really competitive for this year, but then have all kinds of flexibility, or as much as you can with Tatum and Brown's contracts, as much as you can for 27. So I think one thing to do is maybe look at free agents in 2026, which Simons would be on, which Jaren Jackson would be on, and maybe these are the guys that he might be targeting.
Okay. You can discuss 617-779-7937. We'll get to how good the Celtics can be on the floor in one moment. Real quick, though, Haas of the Week nominee, Keith. It's a Fisher Cat. Speaking of Haas's, I was at a Fisher Cat game over the weekend. Not the actual animal, sorry.
Brag. Yeah, I know, Mansion.
Sick brag, bro.
Queen City. They got the right off of 293. They got the ballpark right there.
Have you guys seen or heard of first baseman Peyton Williams?
No.
6'5", 255. That sounds
Peyton
like
Williams.
Sounds like a Haas.
Yeah. Oh, buddy. Yeah. Oh, I'm looking at this guy now.
I think, hang on.
Is this really him?
Is
Haas.
That guy is a Haas. Is his nickname really the meat truck? I see a story.
We need this guy.
I see a story from
Holy
the Union.
Holy mackerel, look at this guy.
I see a story from the Union Leader. That's reputable?
Manchester, hell yeah, it is. Okay. Union Leader.
Meet the meat truck. Peyton Williams provides power.
Let's go!
I'll bet. And leadership for the Fisher Cats.
Good call on this guy.
All right, get him in there.
Haas of the Week, Peyton
Lefty
Williams.
Lefty bopper, first baseman.
Lefty, just slugs bombs.
Move over, big dumper.
Wow.
Meet the meat truck.
Look at that.
All right, well,
he doesn't hit as many home runs as he would like.
No.
But, well, he's played.
He doesn't really hit at all.
Come on, Nick.
He's hitting 224 this year.
Who is the big?
Seven taters,
not to go random ball player on you. Who was the big hulking first baseman that, like, the Royals had who never hit any home run? He was like a 10-homer a year guy.
Oh. Not Josh Bell.
No, not him.
The big Haas for the Royals?
He was a Haas for the Royals.
But he wouldn't hit any overs?
Wouldn't hit anything. It's going to bother me.
I mean, not Mike Sweeney. He'd take you deep.
Like recent Royals?
Mike Sweeney.
Yeah, like
deep.
The last like
Eric
15
Hosmer?
Years. No. I'll have to do something.
Dude, great call on the text line, though. Peyton Williams. I was unfamiliar with his game, as Shaquille O'Neal would say. But he sucks.
Billy Butler is who I was thinking
of. Oh, Billy Butler.
Billy Butler wasn't sucking.
He made an all-star team, right? It's like a DH, maybe?
Hang on.
Give me that. Give me a little DH.
Give me that. One all-star team.
Hell yeah. Billy Butler, all-star.
Silver Slugger.
Put it all together that year.
Billy Butler did have 129 homer year. Otherwise, only cracked
47 career dongs.
Okay, only cracked 20 once besides that year.
That's not great.
You're a big Hulk.
And he played almost every day.
You're a big Haas of a man.
Dude, the Iowa listed meat truck.
He was listed at 6 foot 260. Yeah, that's you need more than 15 home runs out of that guy.
I think we have to give him.
All right.
The Iowa meat truck is this week's Hoss of the Week.
We're giving it out?
Well, I mean, do you think we can top that? I know today's only Tuesday, but
all right.
Sometimes when you see Terp, greatness like this.
Terp, get the graphic.
Terp's on it.
Get the graphic. Yep. We got a new Hoss of the Week. Good good job by the text line.
Yep.
The meat truck.
My buddy got Billy Butler.
Billy Butler, thank you.
He texted in. Billy Butler, yeah, you're right.
That was 1,000%.
He nailed it. So on like a slight delay, he crushed that.
Billy
yeah,
Butler.
Good call.
Good get.
You guys talking about Billy Butler?
That's 100% who I was thinking of. 617-779-7937. We can get back to how good the Celtics can be in a wide opening. Spoiler alert, I still think pretty good based on the injuries that have happened and the trade Brad made yesterday. We got to see the full landscape. What else did the Celtics do? What else the teams like, oh, I don't know, Detroit? Where does Giannis go? Things like that. Like, what do those teams have up their sleeve? But in general, Celtics can still compete, be a top four seed, make a run at 50 wins, and go on a potential postseason run. So we'll continue with your feedback coming up. We'll circle back to the Red Sox as well, begrudgingly. And it's a Tuesday, 12:45. You know what that means, Keith?
I do.
Time for the madness. Kiefer Madness, next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's time for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness!
Richard Keefe, I think it is. Rich Keefe.
Who is that?
How you doing, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Joshua Adams.
What now?
It's Kiefer Madness.
Where's Keefe?
Where is he?
Where's Keefe?
Where is Keefe?
Hey, Keefe, you're a dude.
I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
I'm a firm believer in UFOs and Sasquatch.
That's funny.
Yo, Kiefer Madness is so hit or miss.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Okay.
Kiefer Madness?
It's Kiefer Madness on WEEI.
I bring it.
She's like a cub.
Police say a man was arrested for using her car to sexually please himself for 3 years.
Okay, rock and roll, bye.
You rescued it, okay.
All right, here we go. It's time for Kiefer Madness on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. And we got a local madness, Jones.
Nice.
A local madness.
We don't have enough of these.
Yeah, it is Fall River. The home of Chris Herron. We go to Fall River, Massachusetts.
Okay.
For this story. I think the story itself might be from Rhode Island, but the thing takes place in Fall River. You'll follow along. You'll get it pretty soon. And it also involves a creature.
A Fall River animal shelter is the temporary home for a bird with hundreds who are wanting to adopt him.
Yep.
Oh, that sounds good, right? So there's a bird. They're doing a good service here. There's a bird You want a bird?
Hundreds of, I don't.
Hundreds of people do. Okay. Hundreds of people do. You might once you hear about this bird.
Okay.
You might be very interested in this bird.
Let's hear about him.
Okay.
But just wait for the reason behind the interest. NBC 10 Sam Reed shows us something naughty but good.
Wow.
Okay. Hang on.
Hey, folks. Hang on. Naughty but good? Clip that because that's a tier. Naughty. I don't know how we're using naughty but good, but that's a tier.
It's like Phil Perry's tiers for the weapons. Very risque.
Yeah.
All right, so you already know it's a bird, and you already know there's a reason why people want this bird. There's no reason why you would want a bird, right?
Do the chickens have large talons?
It's got nothing to do with the talons, Nick. It's got nothing to do with talons. Why would people want this bird?
Maybe it's a... I don't mean to go dark, but maybe it's a turkey.
A turkey? Oh, and you could just
have it ready to go. You can really plump it up and have it ready to go for next Thanksgiving.
We'll welcome it into our family, and then in a few short months, we'll murder it.
Yeah, or like
eat it.
Yeah, chicken. Yeah. Turkey.
Just don't name it. You're fine.
Yeah, it's not going to work.
Quail. People eat quail.
Quail?
Yeah, some a good
wedding crashers. I don't know what a quail is.
Good eating.
Or quail hunting.
A good eating bird. You know, one of those. Yeah.
A good eating bird.
Okay. NBC 10 Sam Reed shows us something naughty but good.
They get it.
They do?
Yeah, they get it.
They're like, imagine that's like the intro to you. You're just like, what? Like, come on.
Nasty.
Like, yeah. Like, dude, come on.
We got good. I don't know what we're going to do, but we got good. Nasty and naughty but good?
Sam Reed shows us something naughty but good.
Good. Like, no, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it.
At Forever Paws Animal Shelter in Fall River, if you ask any employee the best part of the job, they'd probably say something similar to this when it comes to animals up for adoption.
You see them blossom into the animal you know they can become.
I would agree.
Yeah.
Right? You see these animals, and you're like, well, they could be so much more than this.
Mm-hmm.
We give them an opportunity. We take care of these animals, and then they could be a great, nasty, but good bird out there.
No,
naughty,
but good.
Naughty, but good. Excuse me, naughty, but good.
And then you see them go to their forever home.
But currently, there's one pet that might take a little extra patience.
We've definitely seen him come out of his shell. When he first came here, he was terrified.
And that's this parrot, Hendrix.
Hendrix.
Is he a wolf whistle?
Yeah, who is he whistling at?
Probably this
catcalling this reporter.
There he is. There's Hendrix. If you're watching on Twitch or on YouTube.
That is a good-looking bird, though.
Yeah, it is.
Look at that thing. Blue, green, yellow.
Also, a lot of skin, sadly.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, we're going to hear about that.
I thought those were white. That's skin?
No, that's skin. That's the bird's skin.
Okay.
There. Yeah, it's not. He's in a good place now.
Okay.
So we can talk about it.
But there was.
He was not in a good place.
All right.
Yeah.
Because while he's colorful on the outside, his language is too.
Yeah, Jones. He swears.
What was that?
He swears.
What did he say there?
He swears. Bird swears. Says a lot of inappropriate stuff.
What was that second one? That was a long beep.
Well,
his language is too.
We try not to react because we don't want to encourage it.
It's like B. Arthur and Betty White.
But there's times we have to leave the room to laugh. Cracker?
2 months ago, the roughly 30-year-old feathered friend was surrendered by his owner, who had him for about 20 years.
He was being fed human cereal, white bread. That's why he's missing most of his feathers. It's
human cereal?
They're giving him human cereal.
You can't eat that?
Well, no, believe it or not.
That's what Craig Breslow claims to eat every morning.
No Cocoa Puffs.
I eat human cereal.
I had a human meal of food today. Human sandwich. You had a human sandwich? Yes. With human water, which I require. You require human water?
I require sustenance.
I had my protein, my human protein. Like, okay, great. Yeah, no, the bird, they were feeding it bad stuff, so it wasn't getting its
vitamins,
so he lost his feathers. It's sad.
I've never raised a parrot, but I didn't realize you couldn't feed it human cereal.
Human cereal is good.
Bird food. Give birds bird food, probably.
I'm just saying.
Seeds.
You know, my dog.
Suet.
I know my dog's supposed to eat dog food, but he gets his hands on a lot of stuff the kid drops. Yeah. Like, I don't know.
He still can't chew it. Though,
He's got to gums it a bit. He's got to keep it in his mouth for a long period of time to break it down, and then he can eat
it. Cocoa Puffs are where it's at.
He's got to really soak it.
That's why he's missing most of his feathers. It's malnutrition. He wasn't getting any of the minerals, none of the vitamins.
Staff here have been helping him readjust. But when it comes to his vocabulary, that's something that might take a little time.
If you call him a pretty bird, he'll say thank you. He'll say good morning, baby.
Oh.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
It's not all vulgar.
Good morning, baby. Yeah. All right. Let's leave it there, please.
Other than the niceties, that's as far as the niceties go.
That's right. Hendrix is a rated R bird.
Oh, boy.
The rest of it is slurs, cusses.
It's like Howard the Duck.
Slurs.
Yeah, he's just...
Yeah, I was like, in season one of Tires.
Season two of Tires. Shane Gillis is going to have send this bird a slur to see what he says.
Well, no, Shane Gillis, I thought it was season one where he calls all the other stores and he puts it in an email that Will trained a parrot to say slurs. I didn't do that. That's not true. That's kind of this bird. Huh.
Slurs, cusses, things I can't repeat on camera.
He's partially nude, rude, and crude.
What are you doing with that flip?
He may not flip you the bird, but he'll voice it.
There was nobody in this room with him. Everybody was up front, and we just heard him start cussing up a storm. So we're not sure.
So when the shelter posted on social media that he's in need of a home, comparing him to Samuel L. Jackson.
The first time I heard him drop the MF-er word, it was the first thing I thought of was snakes on a plane.
Nice. Birds on a plane.
He says MF. Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know. Yeah.
They couldn't hold back details that the bird knows a lot of words and a parental advisory is necessary.
We didn't want somebody to bring him home, and then all of a sudden he starts throwing slurs around and you had no idea you were getting into this.
The post, describing the loud and explicit parrot in the most humorous way, went viral.
I'm just trying to get people in to see him. He's an interesting character, but he's not for everybody.
Chantel said in this situation, being open and honest about the parrot personality has resulted in over 50 applications and a lot of love toward the shelter and their efforts.
What does that say about people? If you're like,
I have had it with these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane.
Sounds like, hey, we got a bird here that needs a home. Doesn't swear, though.
Yeah.
Nobody wants it.
Right.
Like, this bird has slurs.
Yeah.
The bird says slurs.
Highly offensive.
Like, I want this bird. I'll do anything for this bird. That's a great sign.
Yeah.
We were getting applications from Kansas. We were getting emails from people in Canada that want to adopt him.
Oh. What will come out of his mouth next? They'll never know. They're hoping Hendrix will vocalize or show positive affection to his forever family.
If we don't find his forever family in this first round, we'll reopen them again.
Showing you something good. I'm Sam Reed.
Ooh, Sam Reed, a raspy voice there. It sounds like Tara Reed.
I think the bird revved her up a little bit.
You think it is Tara Reed?
Could be.
They're like, you got to change your name to do the news. Yeah. So I'll go by Sam Reed.
I'm Sam Reed.
You want you stuck on Reed?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to go with that.
Yeah, that's the one.
I think it sounds a lot like
so,
her.
So
showing you something good. I'm Sam Reed.
Okay.
Yeah, you are.
All right.
So
I ain't mad at you.
So I love how she said the bird's not for everyone. I can't remember if that was the lady in the shelter.
No,
or not.
People like, that don't use slurs.
Well, yeah, I mean, certain select them. Groups that the bird slurs, probably not for them, I would
probably
say.
Probably not.
Yeah, no.
NBC 10, Sam Reed shows us something naughty, but good.
But good.
But good.
He's partially nude, rude, and crude.
Nice.
Excellent. All right, there you go.
Good point by the text line.
Yeah, what do you got?
Toucan Sam loved Fruit Loops. It's not very accurate in retrospect. It's kind of misleading.
Because it is
a full diet.
Maybe that's
of Fruit
what
Loops.
The person was thinking.
Yeah.
I was like, this guy's the spokesman for Fruit Loops. You'd think maybe he'd be interested in these.
Maybe.
But then you just lose your feathers, so it's not.
Yeah.
Not
well, that's
good.
Why no one would let him eat them, right?
Imagine if Toucan Sam had no feathers. Tough look. It'd be
not,
a tough go.
You're not selling
kids
a lot of cereal.
Kids would be terrified of a bird.
Very accurate.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But you're not moving a lot
Spot
of cereal.
Spot on.
Yeah.
It's a sugary treat, is what it is.
Okay. Well, that was
there you go.
That was more fun than I expected. I don't really know what I expected there, but that was more fun than I expected.
Not bad.
Well,
there
you go. Kiefer Madness every Tuesday at 12:45. I don't know what I said going into the last break. We got a bunch of texts.
Did you say the wrong day?
I guess maybe I got the day wrong.
Sorry. We all know it's just hot one out there.
That's true.
Maybe NBC 10. Sam Reed shows us something naughty but good.
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 All right. What if that bird was naughty but good?
Naughty but good.
What are the Red Sox?
Stink.
Bad and
terrible.
Yeah. Naughty base runners for sure. We'll get into the Red Sox with all your phone calls next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.